what does being a vegetarian have to do with a family's love? Or being gay, or being Black or Latino, or being a man? Well, maybe nothing, but for some people, they're all part of the same thing. Discovering who you really are and how people see you. Choya Webb was a young man, a student at my alma mater, the University of Michigan, go blue, on the verge of graduating when he decided to come out to his family as a vegetarian. And it got complicated real quick. Producer Renee Gross followed Choya's journey for this story from Gravy, the podcast from the Southern Foodways Alliance.
At home in his apartment in Ann Arbor, Michigan, Choya Webb shifts easily from the serious to the silly and from the political to the goofy and back again. But he dislikes people thinking of him as just another liberal college student going to school in Ann Arbor. And although he doesn't eat meat, he even dislikes the term vegetarian. He says the label comes with too many assumptions.
Well, you probably do yoga, and I do yoga, and you probably drink coffee at the local coffee shop across from your house, and I don't do that, actually.
Choya is biracial, Black and Latino. Part of his family lives in Texas, and the other part lives in Michigan. I met Choya through his boyfriend, Nick. We would hang out in big groups a lot, but it wasn't until we both happened to be on the same long-distance bus trip that we just talked, just the two of us. He told me about his recent decision to stop eating meat. He says he's flirted with the idea for a long time.
I was the typical MySpace kid in seventh grade who found out about vegetarianism and was super thrilled by it and was like, yeah, I'm gonna do this.
But cutting out meat was harder than he thought, especially with his single mom and his grandparents.
I'm not eating meat, but at the same time, McDonald's is right there. We're on our way home. Mom just got out of work at 7. You know, that's what's convenient.
Eventually, Choya decided that giving up meat entirely was near impossible. He became an on-again, off-again vegetarian. Then he went off to college and studied abroad in the Dominican Republic. That's when things changed. Meat was all he ate.
My host mother served me ham every day, at least twice a day.
At first, the food was not a big deal. He was in a new country trying to be a good guest. Then he lost the taste for ham and for meat altogether. But he was worried about going to Houston, Texas, for Thanksgiving. Texas is the home of longhorn steers and beef brisket. It's the home of barbecue and big cuts of meat. It's also the home of Choya's dad. They hadn't been in touch for years.
My dad is a pastor, and already we have some interesting sort of dynamics because of my sexuality.
Choya never told his dad that he's gay, but back in high school, his cousin found out from other kids.
My cousin, who was staunchly Christian at the time, was feared for my life, was her direct words, and so she had to tell all of my family members because they were worried about, you know, my salvation.
So his dad knew that his son was interested in men, but there wasn't any discussion about it.
And I was kind of told to sit alone in the sense of, we don't have to talk about it. It's a phase, but we know.
It was assumed that Choya would grow out of it. Fast forward years later to this past Thanksgiving. He hadn't grown out of it. And there was something else he needed to tell his dad.
I texted my dad before I got there to Texas, telling him I was vegetarian.
His dad responded right away.
Immediately he was saying, you're not going to be able to eat anything, so you're going to have to find somewhere else to eat.
It was a joke, but the message came across clearly.
He was just trying to say that he wasn't really interested in editing the meal at all because of me, the only person who isn't eating meat right now in the family, probably.
Choya says he felt excluded from the rest of his family.
It's a different kind of other. An other that they are familiar with, but not someone who they, I guess, would assume would be at our Thanksgiving. There wouldn't be a person not eating meat. It's Thanksgiving. Much like there wouldn't be a gay person in our church because it's a church.
When Choya arrived at his dad's house in Houston for Thanksgiving, there were 10 to 12 dishes on the table, and only two of them were meatless.
even rice, they added bacon to it, which, I mean, I thought was hilarious.
There are reasons that his family didn't want to acknowledge his diet, says Choya. He assumes his family's thought process went something like this.
Choya is hanging out with a bunch of white friends that he has who are also vegetarian, who just go to Whole Foods and Trader Joe's all the time and go to, you know, restaurants and spend money on, you know, organic, you know, like, I don't even know how else to word it, but organic food or, you know, high quality food, as opposed to my family that doesn't seem in reach to them or something that they would be interested in doing.
To Choya, it felt like not eating meat fit with his family's image of him as different.
This seemingly queer black person who happens to be skinny, of course size is completely involved in this, this skinny black gay person who isn't eating meat, of course, that makes sense. I got it now.
Choya stood out in his family as the only one not eating meat. I wanted to talk to his parents and see how they felt. What was it like for them when Choya told him he was not eating meat? Did they see it being related to his masculinity? So I gave Choya a call.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Basically, I told Choya about wanting to interview his family.
Let me think about it for a second.
Yeah, so
for sure. It's interesting because, as you know, primarily estranged from my dad.
Choya hadn't really been in touch with his dad since Thanksgiving. It was April now. We also talked for a bit about how the interview might go. It was food I wanted to talk to his dad about, I told Choya.
It's very obvious that you don't plan on, like, really referencing my sexuality in any way, which is good because I'm not out to him yet. I actually just wrote him a letter that I haven't sent. And yeah. I actually feel quite urgent about this issue because I have they're coming for graduation. They're about to meet Nick.
Remember that Nick is Choya's boyfriend. He was planning a gathering with Nick and his whole family when they came into town for graduation. I perked up when I heard that. I asked Choya if I could interview his dad on graduation day.
I don't think that would be a problem, especially by that point. Because by that point, ideally on May 3rd, he'll know, he'll be okay with it, he'll meet Nick, everything will be fine.
I knew I was going to wait to talk to Choya's dad till graduation, but his mom said she would be willing to talk to me anytime.
I am Benita Comas.
Benita is half black and half Mexican. She raised Choya among her Mexican family. She says in her family, everyone relates to each other with food.
Food in our household was definitely its own language. Dialect even, I mean, if you want. I mean, you know, again, because if somebody wanted to tell you they loved you but could not put it into words, guess what? They stuffed your face.
People didn't just use food to say, I love you. They used it for every emotion, including anger. Benita knows this from firsthand experience.
I mean, it became a push-pull in a rebellious stage for me, especially in my teen years. Like, no, I don't want to eat that just because I don't feel like it. And then the person get mad, but that was the goal.
So if you're angry at somebody else, you turn down their cooking. Benita was clear that people only refused food to express their emotions, not because they were on a specific diet. Nobody made different dishes. It was either you eat what I make you or you don't eat at all. So when Choya said he wasn't going to eat meat, it was a big ordeal.
Such and such is probably going to get upset that he's not eating, and then they're going to comment on the fact that he's skinnier. Then cousin such and such, and then we're going to a whole big spiel. I mean, you could talk for hours with some of these people.
The situation would get so uncomfortable that Benita would sometimes warn Choya not to come to family events.
So sometimes you might have to hide Choya out, you know? You might have to say, you know, such and such is coming over today, and they're going to bring over a tray of beef nachos. You might want to make yourself scarce or maybe even go visit a friend.
Benita says most men in their family will go out of their way to eat meat, even when it's not supposed to be in the meal.
Now, don't get me wrong, like the cheese and onion enchilada, right? It's meant to be just cheese and onion. However, you might find Uncle Ralph throwing on cube beef on top of this cheese and onion enchilada dish. Why? Because I eat meat, you know. I gotta have something. I gotta have some cube beef. Meat in that household, it oozes machismo.
If eating meat means masculinity, then not eating meat means the opposite. Benita doesn't think the connection between being vegetarian and dating men would be lost on anyone in her family.
It all makes sense. You know, if they were to really think about it and think about when Choya stopped eating meat or when he started to alter things, they would definitely say, see, we would have known then.
Benita used to worry about her relatives' reactions. She was scared when Choya came out as gay.
It was what everybody else thought, and not even just so much so being in the ethnic household, but the single-parent household.
Benita was afraid that people would see Choya's sexuality as a reflection on her. If only she had a husband. If only Choya had a bigger male influence growing up. Then maybe he wouldn't be gay. But once she realized that her worries all had to do with other people, things changed.
You know, I sat myself down, and once I made peace, I was fine with it. I'm very supportive. You know, Choya was happy. I liked who he was.
Benita's not afraid anymore to tell her family that Choya is gay. But she says for some relatives, she may start by telling them he's vegetarian.
In joking with some of my uncles or something like that, I might say, well, you should have known something was, you know, abound because he stopped eating meat at 14, you know, just because, again, it's easier. You can joke about the no meat, but, you know, when you speak about sexuality, you can only joke so far.
Sexuality was still a tense issue. At least I knew it was with Choya and his father. Graduation was a couple days away. I still hadn't heard from Choya about what was going on yet.
Hey, Choya.
Hi, how are you?
Choya gave me an update. Things with his dad were still unclear.
I came out to him and he didn't really respond. So I really don't know, like, how he's, like,
yeah,
where he's at. It's okay. I just don't know where he's at mentally.
I didn't want to push for a private interview with Choya's father. So I asked if there was another part of graduation that I could come and record.
So we're going to dinner, actually, after graduation. That'll be in Ipsy, so it won't be nearly as crazy. I would not mind if you came at all. It actually would be the most neutral situation, I think.
Later, Choya texted me the details. I got ready to meet all of his family at their celebratory dinner.
Can I get just the flauta special, please?
Excuse me?
Flautas.
Chicken or bean?
Bean, please.
I arrived at La Fiesta Mexicana around 1 p.m. to celebrate Choya's graduation. I realized very quickly there were two sides to the table. Benita explained it for me.
We're separated but not segregated. There you go.
Well, on one end of the table was Choya's mother's side of the family.
I'm his aunt, Alex. It's Grandma Pam.
Grandma Pam.
I'm boyfriend Nick.
And that's Mama Benita.
And on the other end was Choya's dad's side.
I'm Choya's grandmother, his dad's mom. Mm-hmm.
I'm Fred Irvin. I'm his cousin.
Finally, I got to Choya's dad.
I'm Choya Webb Sr. I'm his dad, and yes, I eat meat.
They all do. When I asked why, his cousin jumped in.
Because we're healthy, and that's why. It's an enjoyment.
As for Choya Sr., being a vegetarian never crossed his mind. It didn't fit with his image of himself.
When you say vegetarian, I think of somebody that's skinny, somebody that's a little eccentric, somebody that just abhors the very thought of their teeth tearing apart flesh or eating anything that once had a mother.
Choya Sr. says his love for eating meat can be traced back to his mom, Lucille, who just happened to be sitting right beside him.
I guess I'm the guilty party with the meat for every meal. And sometimes two meats.
Lucille seemed to pinpoint what everyone else was hinting at. Choya's reasons to stop eating meat came from outside of the family.
Well, I felt that it was because of the environment he was in. The school that he attended, the kids in that school, a lot of them were eccentric. They were different. They, you know, these are the people he was around all the time. It didn't bother me. I didn't think it was going to last. But it's been years now.
And here's where it gets interesting. Lucille starts talking about that one Thanksgiving. She mentions how much meat they had.
Like, we were at his dad's for Thanksgiving, and we had everything, didn't we? Everything. I didn't know he didn't eat any meat that day.
But then Lucille starts talking about her admiration for Choya's willpower, That's the moment she gets emotional.
He's really disciplined himself, so I'm proud of him. I'm really proud of him.
I knew Lucille wasn't just talking about Troy's ability to forgo meat at Thanksgiving. She was talking about her pride for him graduating. And maybe that was the point. It was Troy's willpower that allowed him to be a vegetarian. The exact same willpower that made him succeed as a student. And his dad saw it the same way.
And I commend his discipline to abstain from eating meat.
Troy showed that his decision to go meatless wasn't a fluke. Similarly, being gay was not a phase. He feels like he finally convinced his family of that.
I think they were ready to believe me, or they were ready to really take what I had to say seriously and how I identify and how I kind of perceive myself. I think the whole narrative for them was, oh, he's just confused. And I think a lot of other people growing up in that kind of context hear that throughout their whole life. I knew that now it wouldn't seem like confusion. It would seem like, oh, he knows. He has known, you know? He's an accomplished person, so he knows what he wants and who he is.
It seemed to Troy that his dad accepted his sexuality, but that doesn't mean his dad ever brought it up during the time he was in town.
I feel like his way of talking about it was being nice, being loving, being himself, and that was enough.
Troya was especially touched by the way his dad introduced himself to Nick. It happened right after the graduation ceremony. It was the first time Troya and his dad had seen each other since Thanksgiving.
And, you know, I hugged him, and I hugged my stepmom and my little sister, and then after hugging all of them, he went right over to Nick and said, "You must be Nick," and shook his hand, and it was like the most relieving feeling ever. And even my mom like raised her eyebrows and was like, oh, wasn't expecting that at all.
After graduation, his dad invited Choya and Nick out to ice cream. Choya said it's actions like these that let him know everything was all right. Sometimes when you don't have the words to tell someone you love them, you do the next best thing. You stuff their face.
That story was from an episode of the podcast Gravy from our dear friends, the Southern Foodways Alliance. Renee Gross was the producer, and to learn more about Gravy, the podcast, or Gravy, the terrific print quarterly, visit southernfoodways.org.